when I hear the hum of a car engine. Looking out the window toward the cove, I see a station wagon turn into the field about 100 yards away. The engine cuts off and the passenger door swings open and Betsy James gets out, laughing and exclaiming. I haven't seen her since last summer. She's wearing a white halter top and denim shorts, a red bandana tied around her neck. As I watch her coming toward the house, I am struck by how different she looks. Her sweet round face has thinned and lengthened. Her chestnut hair is long and thick around her shoulders, her eyes dark and shining. A red slash of lipstick. I think of her at 9 years old when she first came to visit, her small, nimble fingers braiding my hair as she sat behind me on the stoop. And here she is, 17 and suddenly a woman.
"Hey there, Christina,"
she says at the screen door, out of breath.
"It's been such a long time."
"Come in," I say from my chair. "You won't mind if I don't get up?"
"Of course not."
When she steps inside, the room smells of roses. When did Betsy start wearing perfume? She sweeps over to my chair and hugs my shoulders.
"We arrived a few days ago. I surely am happy to be back."
"You surely look."